My name is Diane DiRigo. I'm the Radioactive Waste Project Director at Nuclear Information and Resource Service. We're a Washington, D.C.-based organization that focuses on nuclear power, nuclear waste, and radiation issues. Of the different kinds of radioactive waste that result from nuclear power, there's a category that's called low-level radioactive waste. And some of this so-called low-level waste can give a lethal dose in 20 minutes if you're exposed unshielded. So in some ways, that's really a misnomer. However, that's the catch-all category for everything but the irradiated fuel, the really hot stuff that comes from the core of the nuclear power reactor that can give a lethal dose in just a few seconds or minutes. So where does the waste go? There is nowhere for it to go that will guarantee isolation from the environment for as long as it's hazardous. This waste is hazardous for in the hundreds to thousands to millions of years. And we don't have institutions or structures that we know will last that can isolate the waste for all that time. So what we do is choose sacrifice areas to store the material until something comes along, and we pass it on to future generations in a way that hopefully they will be able to manage it and make the right decisions. The radioactive waste that's generated from nuclear power and from nuclear weapons has traditionally gone into unlined soil ditches.
There's been a big promotion recently by the nuclear industry touting the fact that they think that nuclear power is the answer to the climate change crisis because it doesn't emit greenhouse gases. So what would you say to that?
Nuclear power will make the climate crisis worse, because putting money into nuclear power is going to delay putting it into real answers. The real answers are energy efficiency and renewable energy and more intelligent use of our electricity and our energy systems. Nuclear power is not the answer to the climate problems, because it will create long-lasting radioactive material for which there's no solution. Nuclear waste is generated from nuclear power, nuclear waste that lasts for hundreds of thousands to millions of years. If people understood that nuclear power routinely emits ionizing radiation at every step of the fuel chain, from mining to milling to conversion and concentrating the fuel and forming the fuel and putting it in the reactor and running the reactor, at every step of the way, radioactive materials are released into the air and the water, and wastes are generated, all that can cause cancer, can cause other terrible health effects, and that these carcinogens, these wastes, are going to last for literally millions of years, we would put our energy into finding other ways to create energy or to use our energy more wisely. It's going to be easier for us to use our human energy to figure out a way to get through this energy crisis without nuclear power than it will be to try to solve the nuclear waste problem. Nuclear waste is the real Achilles heel of the nuclear power industry. The current plan is to try to pretend that some of it's not radioactive and send it into regular garbage dumps and literally sell it into recycling and make it into everyday items like your belt buckle, your frying pan, your baby toys, the cars, the furniture. They're trying to put nuclear waste into everyday consumer goods, sell it instead of isolate it.